A hospital in Atlanta is trying to shock people into doing something about childhood obesity. Georgia has more obese children than any other state except Mississippi, and hospital officials are hoping to reverse the trend with help from some harsh new billboards and TV commercials that feature overweight kids. As NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, the ads are making an impact, but the tactics are raising questions.
One ad filmed in black and white that's tough to watch features a little boy and his mom entering a room with two folding chairs. They're both clearly overweight. They sit and look at each other.
Mom, why am I fat?
The mother bows her head and the tagline appears. It reads, 75% of Georgia parents with overweight kids don't recognize the problem. In another spot, a young girl speaks directly to the camera about a disease she says she has.
My doctor says I have something called hypertension. I'm really scared.
The ads are modeled after anti-smoking and anti-methamphetamine campaigns intended to shock the audience.
It has to be harsh. If it's not, nobody's going to listen.
Linda Mazakite is a vice president with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, the pediatric hospital running the campaign. She says parents are in denial. Nearly 1 million Georgia kids are overweight or obese.
This is a medical crisis. And I say, if you don't believe me, come visit our hospital and see the kids that we are now taking care of that more and more have type 2 diabetes, have hypertension, need knee replacements. And it's breaking our heart to see these adult-type diseases in the children that we serve.
But some question the strategy. Rodney Lynn is a professor at Georgia State University's Public Health Institute.
This campaign is more negative than positive.
Based on his research, Lynn says the ads can hurt the very market they're targeting.
We know that, you know, stigmatization leads to lower self-esteem, potential depression. We know that kids will engage in physical activity less because they feel like they're going to be embarrassed. So there are all these other negative effects.
The ads are part of a five-year, $25 million anti-obesity effort. It includes training pediatricians, getting programs in schools, and setting up a clinic to treat the medical and psychological issues related to obesity.
Segment 1.
A hospital in Atlanta is trying to shock people into doing something about childhood obesity. Georgia has more obese children than any other state except Mississippi, and hospital officials are hoping to reverse the trend with help from some harsh new billboards and TV commercials that feature overweight kids. As NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, the ads are making an impact, but the tactics are raising questions.
One ad filmed in black and white that's tough to watch features a little boy and his mom entering a room with two folding chairs. They're both clearly overweight. They sit and look at each other.
Mom, why am I fat?
The mother bows her head and the tagline appears. It reads, 75% of Georgia parents with overweight kids don't recognize the problem.
Segment 2.
In another spot, a young girl speaks directly to the camera about a disease she says she has.
My doctor says I have something called hypertension. I'm really scared.
The ads are modeled after anti-smoking and anti-methamphetamine campaigns intended to shock the audience.
It has to be harsh. If it's not, nobody's going to listen.
Linda Mazakite is a vice president with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, the pediatric hospital running the campaign. She says parents are in denial. Nearly 1 million Georgia kids are overweight or obese.
Segment 3.
This is a medical crisis. And I say, if you don't believe me, come visit our hospital and see the kids that we are now taking care of that more and more have type 2 diabetes, have hypertension, need knee replacements. And it's breaking our heart to see these adult-type diseases in the children that we serve.
But some question the strategy. Rodney Lynn is a professor at Georgia State University's Public Health Institute.
This campaign is more negative than positive.
Based on his research, Lynn says the ads can hurt the very market they're targeting.
Segment 4.
We know that, you know, stigmatization leads to lower self-esteem, potential depression. We know that kids will engage in physical activity less because they feel like they're going to be embarrassed. So there are all these other negative effects.
The ads are part of a five-year, $25 million anti-obesity effort. It includes training pediatricians, getting programs in schools, and setting up a clinic to treat the medical and psychological issues related to obesity.